is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Hallelujah. You know, brethren, the Spirit of God, when we come into His presence, that's how we're to be. Because if we are really in the Spirit, we really feel very, very small, don't we? We're nothing in the presence of the Lord. David said, he says, I am a worm, but no man. You know, the revelation. And he was one that, you know, whose heart was after God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, I tell you, we are living in a time, what does it says in Timothy? We live in perilous times. We are, you know, you young people, I don't know how many of you are under 25 years of age. Raise your hands. 25 years of age. Could you raise your hands up high? I want to see how many. Under 25. Okay, there's a number of you back. You're not raising your hands very high. There you go, real high. All right, now I can see a lot of them. Yes. Well, I tell you what, you are living in the greatest time of the generation that is going to see Jesus Christ. And you have the opportunity to come to know God in a way that very few or that the majority of the church does not know God. Because much of the church is coming under the deception of the devil. It says, many shall come in his name. But he said, leave me, for I never knew you. And we were singing a song tonight. Do you ever wonder why we sing the songs that we sing? All of a sudden, someone starts singing one song. Someone starts singing. When you see the flow of the Spirit of God is speaking. And, you know, the first song we sang tonight was out of Psalms. It was a very old song that we sang when we were very young in the Lord. It says, about unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And we started singing that part. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. Now, when you look up that word secret, it means intimacy. That means a closeness with God. So the intimacy of the Lord. How many of us want intimacy with God? He says that intimacy is with those that fear Him. And you know, when we look at that word, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Yes. And the scripture also says the principal thing is to get wisdom. And with all your wisdom, get you understanding. You know, and wisdom is the Spirit of God. Yes. And maturity is equated with understanding. Amen. See? And that's what we need to know. The church not only needs to know the Spirit of God, but to come into a place of maturity. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you something the Lord spoke to me earlier this year in the night season, was that I was before the Lord, and I said, Lord, what do you have to feed your people? He said, teach my people to discern me. To discern the Spirit of God. Because, you know, what does it say? I think it's in John, the Epistle of John says, to try the spirits to see whether they be of God. Because many people will come and say, you know, Jesus. Or many will come, you know, clothed, and he's not coming in the Spirit of God. Or that person is not coming in the Spirit of God. And it is of the utmost importance, especially you young people, to be able to know the Spirit of God. Now, the only way you can know if someone's coming in the Spirit of God is if the Spirit of God is in you. Amen. See, because it says that His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Huh? So deep calleth unto deep. And the only way that you are going to know or come into that intimacy of the Spirit is by you walking with God. You cannot walk in the world and walk with God at the same time, because you're going to have a pull one way or the other. And someone's going to win out. But the more that you are associating yourself with the world, whatever part that it is enticing you with, that thing you become servant to obey. And that brings the death. We don't realize what spiritual death does. It doesn't come like that. It slowly erodes the character and nature of Jesus Christ. And we have to fight individuals. And you know, I'm speaking for myself. I know many here that have walked with the Lord a long time. A place of walking with God and staying with God, you are fighting for your life day in, day out, putting that old man underfoot, crucifying the flesh with the affections and the lust. And God is always looking. God is always testing us. Do you know God tests us? He tests us from the very day of our salvation to see if when we commit ourselves to God, if what we commit that we are willing to do. Hallelujah. Amen? I think we can say that. And I believe that God is always looking what it is that you're deciding to do. You know, you're always put before to do I choose good or do I choose evil? You know, not everything's packaged good, evil. Packages come, but you are supposed to discern what is good and what is evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are in a battle, brethren. You and I, young and old, we're in a battle for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because see, the prize is our soul. This is what God claimed you and I for, was our soul. When we came and became born again, Jesus came and paid for our souls with His blood. Hallelujah. You and I, every man that was born in the world was born under sin. Amen? Can we all attest to that? Yes. Amen. And so it is God's responsibility to reveal Himself to every man. And when He reveals Himself, He gives every man the opportunity to either accept Him or reject Him. That's why your salvation is so very, very important. Amen? So when we come and we receive Christ as our Savior, God comes with the blood.
Amen.
He comes with the blood, and the life is in the blood, and the life comes to our soul and touches our soul, that we who were once dead in sin and trespasses, He now makes us alive. Hallelujah. That's why if you have salvation, if you truly have salvation, you know what I'm speaking to you right now. Hello, Brother Mark. Yes, God bless. Brother Mark just came, and we are so glad that you made it here safely. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're talking about the life that is in the blood and what makes you and I, Brother Isaac. Yes. That not only it comes and we were once dead in sin and trespasses, we now become alive unto God, but we also are in tune and we're one by the blood of Jesus Christ that makes you and I brothers and sisters in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we've been bought by the same blood, we've been redeemed by the same Father. And it does not matter if on one continent or another. But when we come and we begin to know one another's spirit, it's because first and foremost, it's the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm sharing that because as I feel it, I feel that God wants us to know individually the power that God has given us just in the beginning of our salvation. Hallelujah. The redemption of our soul. But now with that redemption of our soul, that soul has to feed on life. Yes. Hallelujah. You cannot just receive life and then not yield yourself to life. Hallelujah. I think of that in the book of Romans. The principle of God is, it says, whatever spirit you submit yourself to, that spirit you become servant to obey. And you know, that principle works even more as a Christian, because now we become personally responsible to knowing what the Word of God says and what we are to do to overcome sin. Amen? Maybe some of you don't have to deal with sin. Anybody here don't have to deal with sin? Huh? Oh yes, we all do. And I can tell you personally that the experience when you submit yourself to something not of God, which is sin, you become the servant. And the more you submit, the more you are held captive.
Amen.
Amen. The only way that can set you free is by calling upon the name of the Lord so that you turn and you submit to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Duciel used to teach a very simple principle, but very, very true. He says, the way that you close the door to the devil is that you open the door to God.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? It's that simple. You know, the devil will come with condemnation. You know, he beats us up when we fall into sin. He's sort of like a boxer, you know, and he's an unfair boxer at that. You know, because he hits us with sin, keeps whopping us, and then when we're down and we're thinking, oh God, I'm full of despair and despondence, then he comes with condemnation, gives the uppercut, wants to finish you off. Oh yes. The devil hates us. He hates every one of us. But I tell you what, God loves us. And God in His mercy, He knows that we are weak. Now, does that mean that sin should abound? No, no, God forbid. If we who are dead to sin, how can we live any longer therein? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you young people, I want to save you a lot of grief. If you submit to God, the Spirit of God is working with you. The more you open up to God, the more the nature and character of God can come into you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need it. Every one of us. Even us a little older than the younger ones, right? We need the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I didn't know I was sharing that. There are two things I want to share with you tonight. And there are two dreams the Lord gave me. And the last song we sang was speaking of this first one. It was called Heal My Mind, Lord. Heal My Mind. How many of us need our minds healed?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? We all do. Well, I don't know when it was. It was a year or so ago. I had this most interesting dream. And in the dream, I saw Israel. And I saw that there was a battle that had come to the eastern gate in Israel at the temple. And it was like a battle that had never been before fought. It was of the utmost bombardment. All the enemies of Israel had made a simultaneous attack upon the eastern gate. And what Israel did was they called out all of their first responders. They called out the army. They called out the firemen. They called out the policemen, all to gather arms and to gather together to guard the eastern gate. Do you know what the eastern gate is? The eastern gate is your mind. And do you know when you read in scripture verse, do you know where the Lord is going to return when He comes? Through the eastern gate. Hallelujah. He's coming Hallelujah. Through your mind. How many of you have felt the bombardment of the enemy in your mind? Huh? Well, the thing was, God called up everybody. And there was a slight lull in the battle. And all of a sudden, I saw a cafeteria. And all the soldiers were there, the police officers, the firemen. And they were getting food so that they could return out into the battle when the fighting resumed. And I saw them. I saw the older ones teaching the younger ones how to take the proper food in order for them to go out and fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, let the older teach the younger. There is a ministration of the Word of God that is coming to prepare the people for midnight. Hallelujah. Midnight's coming, and you and I, we all need to be prepared. Hallelujah. So you have the power. You have the authority. I think we were singing that song when it said, bless you, Lord. It said about the authority. See, God is giving us the authority. He says, I've given you power to what? To tread upon Huh? He said serpents and scorpions, but what was before serpents and scorpions? Didn't it say all? I don't know. Did it say in the scripture all? Over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. And nothing in by any means can harm you. You have the power you have the power to resist evil. You can't say the devil made me do it. You have the power to destroy him. You have the power to resist him. You have the power to rebuke him. Hallelujah. You have the power. But the Lord was speaking in this particular dream. This is what we are. What's happening right now. The battle is for the mind. And the people of God have to get into God in order to get their mind stayed on this. That's why we gather together, brother. We come together. It says, so much more as you see the day approaching, what? We're to gather together in His name. Not just to have a gathering. Hallelujah. I was hearing a little bit before the meeting tonight. I was upstairs. And I started hearing music and I thought, geez, is the service coming? But it was coming from over here. It was coming over here. And, you know, it didn't take long for me to know it wasn't this meeting. Because it wasn't the words they were singing. It was the beat and the drums and the melody that were moving an energy. And it wasn't the energy of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a place of worship. And Jesus spoke it to the woman at the well. He says, those that will worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Truth. He says, you shall know the truth. And what? The truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need truth in the inward parts. We need the Spirit of God in our midst. Not only in ourselves, but in the midst of our meetings. You know it's important to pray for meetings? Do you know why? If there's no prayer for the meetings, there's no preparation for the presence of God to come. God is a gentleman. He does not go in where He's not invited. So if people are coming with other motives or not stayed on Him, it's very hard for the Spirit of God to move. But when there's a hunger, when there's a desire for God, do you know that you, sister, can be help responsible for the bringing of the Spirit of God in the midst of the place? And you, sister, and you, brother? And just think of the multiplication for the hunger, Brother Mike. As you're hungering for God and you sit down and you get your mind, you know, come on, I'm human. Are you human?
Yes.
But we're to be divine. Don't we have problems sometimes? You sit down, you want to worship the Lord, and all these other thoughts want to come in.
Yes.
You have to take the authority.
Yes.
You have to bring your mind under the subjection of the Spirit of God. And it even takes a spiritual strength to submit yourself so that when the Spirit of God begins to move, that you move with the Spirit of God. And you become the beneficiary. Hallelujah. You become the beneficiary when you open yourself up to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't God good? God is so good because He's working night and day on our behalf, Sister Nancy. Always working on our behalf. All things. You know, it says all things work together to good. To those who love God. And to those that are called according to His purpose. All things. We don't like all things, do we? No. But all things. If we can see it in the way God wants to see it. Hallelujah. So there's a battle going on. We are approaching midnight. We are coming to the place where the five wise and the five foolish are being separated.
Oh, yeah.
And where do you want to be? Wise or foolish?
Wise.
Wise. What made the difference? They had oil in their vessel. And their vessel is symbolic of your soul. You see, God wants to change us into His nature and into His likeness. But we cannot unless we submit to God. Remember the principle in Romans? Whatever spirit you submit yourself to, that spirit you become servant to obey. Hallelujah. And you know, if I obey God more and more, I am coming under His servantship.
Amen.
I am coming under His authority. I am coming into a place of a relationship with the Father as a father desires of a son, and a son should desire of the Father. Hallelujah. See, because we're called to sonship. Huh? It says in John chapter 1, it says, as many as believed on His name, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Or when you look up the Greek, it's the children of God. It's like these children here. They're not fully grown, right? But in Romans chapter 8, it says, and those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Huios, the mature sons of God. We are going to need as a people to walk in a place of maturity so that we overcome the world, we overcome the flesh, and we overcome the devil. Hallelujah. We have to overcome. I remember a teaching one time, it says, overcome or be overcome. Huh? Oh yes, either we put the devil under our foot or he's going to put his foot on our neck. Where do you want to be? Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'm excited for what God's going to do in this youth camp. How many of you here are going to be in the youth camp this week? Raise your hands. Oh gosh, look at Bert. Look at Wade, Mark. We've got a lot of them here. They're going to be at the camp. You need to pray. You need to pray. Because you know what? It will all be to naught if we don't be reaching up by faith for God to come and to visit the youth camp. For God to prepare the hearts of each and every one. If you're prepared, if each one of you are prepared, they're here tonight, praise the Lord. Pray for those that need to be prepared. If you're not, go home tonight. Get down on your knees and say, Lord, this youth camp is here. I want everything You want to give me. And I'm willing to lay down what I need to lay down. You know, because you know, you can't outfool God. You know, you can't come and play church and be church. Huh? You follow with what I'm saying? You can't come and play church and be the living church. Hallelujah. God's Spirit moves in such a way that, you know, when God is moving by His Spirit, a man could be up ministering and yet the Spirit of God is reaching and touching down into the depths of the heart that goes beyond what even the man is thinking or saying, because it's the Spirit of God. Because God looks not from where man looks. He looks down and He sees each one of our hearts. And He sees the condition of each one of our hearts. And He sees whether the heart is open for God or whether the heart is not open for God. He's seeing what your weakness is. He's seeing what your strengths are. He's seeing what the devil has planned for you. And so His Word is a creative force that is working and bombarding your heart and mind. And it's up to you to decide what you're going to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
So we either receive what the Spirit... You know, have you ever seen people reject the Spirit of God?
Oh, yes.
It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to see people reject the very life that God is giving them in order to deliver them and to set them on the path of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I believe it. I believe that God is going to do something very great in this conference. But it's going to have to come through prayer. It's going to have to come through repentance. Huh? Huh? Repentance is a principal thing. You know, repentance is a good thing. Do you? I also want to share something else with you. Do you know every meeting that God's present, there should be repentance? Oh, yes. I mean, in His presence, there's fullness of joy. There is a place where God is speaking to you as, you know, and you have to deal with it. Hallelujah. You know, I appreciated one thing about when I came here first in Nigeria was some of the maturity of some of the men of God that would get up and would at least tell after a word was shared, said, you know, we need to respond to the Word of God, you know. And it's true. We have to respond to God. Because if you hear a word and you don't do something about it, when you walk out, all the birds of the air of the enemy is there to pick that word. And the thing that God designated for you for that minute or that hour He's quick to steal. Hallelujah. Of course, maybe none of you have ever felt that. Oh, yes, I've done that in my life. I remember as a early young Christian, I let the devil beat me up. I was afraid to get up and ask for prayer. And then I missed the blessing, Brother Isaac. Did you ever get held back by your own thoughts? God, you know, brethren, I just exhort you, don't let the devil rob you. If you're coming to the youth conference, praise be to God. Go to God. And no matter what it is, no matter what you're struggling with, there is nothing that is too difficult for God. And He's going to want to speak to you. He wants to clean you up if you need to be cleaned up. Hallelujah. And He wants to begin to speak to you and give you an understanding of the calling and election in your life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I encourage you young people. I think it's marvelous we're having a meeting tonight, the night before the youth conference starts. And even the Spirit of God that's here, we need to commit ourselves to God. Now there's one other thing, I don't want to be long, but there's one other thing I wanted to share with you. And I believe it's for all the people of God. Because we are at a time where we're having to fight for our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And I believe it might have been several months ago I had this particular dream. And in this dream, I want you to liken where I was at in the dream, okay? So I'm sharing it from the first person, but I believe it can be for each one of us. So in this dream, we were in a battle. And it was like opening the Bible up to the Old Testament, where biblical fights were going on against the enemy. And we were the people of Israel, and we had this city that we were defending. And we were up on the walls, and I remember we were, you know, the battle wasn't just one day, it was a long, continuous battle. So we were there, you know, re-preparing ourselves, but it had snowed that day. And there was snow everywhere on the walls and around the areas. So each one of us had a place of our battle station. It was the place that we were defending our wall. You know, we were fighting side by side along this great wall, you know, that surrounded this city. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing all the snow all around me, and there came a revelation to me. The thought that came to me was, you know, if we remove the snow around my battle station, I would get total victory. So I started to push the snow. And as I pushed the snow, I got excited. Pushing, and yet, you know, I'm probably talking to the wrong people with Nigeria. They don't experience snow that often. Well, we come from the United States and Iowa. We get snow all the time. We'll get sometimes in the winter maybe 5-6 feet of snow. It's cold. It's heavy. It's not a good thing. Nobody really likes snow unless you're a skier. You know, you get into accidents a lot with snow. You do all sorts of things. But anyway, in the dream, I was removing the snow. And as I was removing the snow, I could feel myself getting up higher. You know, almost like I was being lifted up. And it was exciting. So I removed the snow, and then I thought, you know, this isn't for me alone. I got to tell all my fellow soldiers what we need to do. And so I said, hey, everybody, get rid of the snow. Get rid of the snow around you. So we started to do it, and we started to be lifted up. And as we were lifted up, all I can relate to you was there was such a sense in my being of absolutely total victory. There was no doubt that the enemy could come against us in any way, shape, or form. And another thing was that as we were being lifted up, we were seeing from a different vantage point. We were seeing from God's vantage point rather than from our vantage point. So the battle was starting to come and victory was ours. But all of a sudden, because we were lifted up higher, we also saw what the plans of the enemy. The enemy went around to our flank side. They went over to the side, and it was a wall that was a little bit lower than the others. But because we were lifted up, we could see what their plan was. We sent everyone, we sent a number of people over there to fight, and they could not breach the wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all I could sense through the whole thing was, If we believe God, if we do what He says, we have total victory in God. Now, snow is well, you felt ice cubes, right? It's like snow. It's cold, right? And you know, God wants to deal with the coldness of our heart. The coldness of our heart. The attitudes that will disqualify us. Hallelujah. I was thinking of Moses. We were talking today. You know, Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. But there was one thing God held against Moses. Do you remember what it was? He got mad at the people. You know? He did something that God didn't ask him to do. He smote the rock. And God didn't ask him to smote the rock. But he looked at the people and he got upset with them. He goes, "Ye rebels!" And they were rebels. But God still held Moses accountable for his attitude at that moment. Hallelujah. And it shows something about you and I that... you know, sometimes you can be unjustly accused of something. But you can be as wrong as that individual in the manner in which you respond. Hallelujah. And you give strength to the enemy. So, I share this with you tonight. I think that, one, guard your mind. Guard your mind against the attack that is going on. And it's not just one time. You know, when God speaks, He also gives a word before the real full attack. But forewarned is forearmed. And so don't believe the enemy when you think it's your thoughts, when it's the devil. Resist the devil and he must flee from you. Hallelujah. He has to flee. You know, that's a principle of God. You resist him, he has to leave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And get rid of coldness of the heart. Because God is wanting us to rise together and to give us total victory over the enemy. Amen? Amen. Well, that's all I really have to share. I just pray God's blessing upon what God's going to do. And so thank you. Amen.